Now some folks say that a hippie won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. One had a flag and the other had a bomb, and the third old boy was getting on home way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Now all I know about is what I read. See you coming at me on a TV screen. Every time the boogie, well, it gives me a thrill. But they always seem to do it way up on the hill. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here.
John Hartford, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh WIUP FM, Indiana WMCO, New Concord WSHA FM, Grove City WCUC FM, Clarion WNJR, Washington WKYW LP, Kaiser West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, which will link to our own player as well as those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our own unique listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
I know a place you can shop for a hat not too hip, for a shirt with a stain, or a dress with a rip. If perfect's a thing you ain't looking for, you could buy all your clothes at the Goodwill store. They got nightlights from China, old lamps from Peru, hot plates that kinda keep humming at you, electrical razors from 1964. You'll be shocked by what you find at the Goodwill store. Is there something you want you've been meaning to trash? Liberace's recording of Jumpin' Jack Flash. A scooter, a blender, a trumpet, a shawl. All that crap from your ex, you could donate it all. Well, you can't buy me love, the Beatles once said. Take your stuff along when you're dead. But if you give from your heart and your dresser drawer, they can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store. They can sell your goodwill at the Goodwill store.
That is a group called the Twang Town Paramours here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to 2026 6x6, an art show of community-made pieces limited to a 6x6-inch canvas. The 2026 6x6 art show will open on February 6th at Assemble, located at 4824 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. All proceeds will benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth. More information on the 2026 6x6 art show is available at assemblepgh.org/6x6.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before, and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
Saturday Light Brigade. There's nothing like typing two or three sentences in an email or text to somebody and then realizing your caps lock key was on and you ended up typing something that looks more like a ransom note. I know there's software that will correct that for you. I just typed a couple of messages that way and got them before I hit send. Strange how we get used to seeing capital letters and lowercase letters in a particular way. Are you ready to see if you can solve this morning's Brigade Charade puzzle? This works just like charades, except we have to talk. We can't be quiet, because the only medium we have to work here with is sound. We've figured out a way to keep the pictures from reaching you through the medium we use. We are looking for a three-syllable word this morning, and the clue is animated. Animated. This one is a little tough, I think. Three syllables, the clue is animated. Syllable one, family. Syllable two, income minus expenses. Income minus expenses. And the third syllable is a clock's first syllable. A clock's first syllable. 4, 1, 2, 200, 5, 9. 7-5-4-1-2-200-5-9-7-5 or 1-888-752-7234 if you would like to share your answer with us. 4-1-2-200-5-9-7-5 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Here's Steve Katz live in our studios.
Sometimes in winter, I gaze into the streets, walk through snow and city sleet behind your room. Sometimes in winter, forgotten memories. Remember you behind the trees with leaves that cry. By the window once I waited for you, laughing slightly you would run. Trees alone would shield us in the meadow, making love in the evening sun. Now you're gone, girl. and the lampposts call your name. I can hear them in a spring of frozen rain. Now you're gone, girl, and the time slowed down till dawn. It's a cold room, and the walls ask where you've gone. In winter, I love you when the good times seem like memories in the spring that never came. Sometimes in winter, I wish the empty streets filled with laughter from your tears to ease my pain.
Winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand. Feel so lonely, I'm too young to feel this old. I need you and you only when the weather gets this cold. And the winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand. No use in going, 'cause it's cold inside my heart, and it's always snowing since the day we broke apart. Try to run from winter like the spring and summer run to fall, but when the weather's in you, there's no hiding place at all. That's why winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand.
Don McLean at the Saturday Light Brigade from the album Homeless Brother. Winter has me in its grip. Nice to have you with us here at the Saturday at Light Brigade. The song before Don McLean was Steve Katz of Blood, Sweat, and Tears live on SLB from May 21st, 2016, with our thanks to Dennis McCurdy and Harmony for making that possible. I mentioned how much I liked that song to Steve, never having expected him to play it, and he decided to play it live on the air, and thankfully we have a recording of it. Did you have that album, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, released their second album in late 1968, and this was the one with And When I Die, God Bless the Child, Spinning Wheel, You've Made Me So Very Happy, Smiling Phases, and a few other tracks too, including that one, Sometimes in Winter. Here again are Brigade Charade clues. The clue is animated, syllable one, family, syllable two, income minus expenses, syllable three, a clock's first syllable. John and Marjorie in Harrisville got the correct answer. Rich in Freeport came up with it. Good morning to Larry in Elwood City. Larry, you are oh so very, very close. Thank you for the kind words. Larry, you're so close, I think we might have to give you an honorable mention. Russ came up with the correct answer. Good morning also to Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. John and Carrick has the correct answer, as does Fran. And Angie and Mars has it. And we are now going to talk with Tommy and then with Tom. I think I've got you in the right order. Tommy, is this you?
This is me.
It is you. Oh. Happy New Year.
It is I. Thank you.
To you. And you figured it out.
It took a while. I kept working with plants.
Plants.
Trying to come up with what? Clan.
Well, that's what Larry in Elwood City did. He was thinking of friend. He had the last two syllables, and he was thinking of frenetic, working with friend the first syllable. But yeah, instead of clan, you eventually come up with another word for family that's one syllable.
Kin.
Like kinfolk.
And that means to know.
Yes. And then income minus expenses.
With net.
So you have kin and net. And then a clock's first syllable.
Well, it isn't cock, so no. It must be tick.
It is indeed tick. And the charge to you. You know what the repair person said to the broken clock that would only go tick, tick, tick?
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes, there you go.
only Germans can figure that one out.
Yes, we have ways of making you talk. Well, I hope you had a good New Year's Eve, and how is the weather? You know, we are very chilly in Pittsburgh this morning.
It's cold. It's cold and supposed to be wet later today, but it's going to be cloudy all day.
It's
so we are definitely not home on the range here.
Yeah,
skies are cloudy all day.
It's 13 degrees right now where we are. It's probably a little colder. in other parts of Pennsylvania, but 13.
We're only 29 here, so we're at regular heat wave.
well done. That's your first charge of the year, although you got a charge on our earlier puzzles too. Your first on-air charge of the year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Look forward to many more.
Us too. And here comes Tom, who joins us. Hey, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Okay. I came up with a substitute clue for the first syllable.
I'm all set. What was it? Or is it?
How do Pittsburghers say the word can?
Can? I guess that's the part of the Pittsburgh accent. Can?
Because they would say, can Pittsburgh beat Baltimore?
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. Kinetic, indeed, meaning animated, also kinetic energy, the form of energy, kinetic energy. You came up with that pretty quickly.
Do you have any clocks that actually go tick-tock?
I do. In fact, our backup, we use a backup alarm clock for Saturday morning, which almost never matters. But just in case the power goes out or the phone battery goes out, and I guess we would use it for anything else where failure is not an option, so to speak. And you can hear that clock ticking away.
Yeah, because we have a wall clock with a battery in it. And, I mean, it makes noise. I wouldn't call it a tick-tock. I always think of a tick-tock as something going back and forth, you know.
Mm.
What they show in those suspense movies, you know.
Yes. In school, we used to have these clocks. They would go back one and then forward two is the minute advanced. And I don't know why that was the way they worked, but I was always fascinated by it. It's like, we're going to go back because we've got to use the energy, perhaps the kinetic or energy, to move forward too.
Right.
I always got nervous when I saw them go back one. I was afraid they weren't going to go forward.
Is there a candy that's called TikTok?
Tic-tacs, you're thinking of.
Tic-tacs.
Those little mints. They're social media, TikTok, the candy, those little miniature mints that you can have in your pocket or anywhere.
Right. Was there a game called TikTok?
There's
Tic-tac-toe.
There's Tic-tac-toe.
I thought there was a game called TikTok, but I guess I could be. I was thinking of also at the first two I got kind of easily, but the last one I don't think I would have got unless I had the first two. I wouldn't have thought of TikTok. I thought of ding dong. I don't know why I thought of ding dong.
Well, remember the thought ding dong. Well, something related to that coming up not too long from now.
Yeah, I remember my brother when he was about probably 8 or 9. He loved ding dongs, and so my mother bought like the large economy size ding dong package, and I don't think my brother ever finished it. He ate as much as he wanted. He never wanted another ding-dong the rest of his life.
She might have known exactly what she was doing to cure him of that. Well, I was gonna mention this a little later. In New York City, there is a beloved company called Sprinkles Cupcakes, and they announced that they are going out of business. And you might think, well, there's plenty of cupcake companies. Why does this matter? They only sold their cupcakes in vending machines that looked like ATMs. And the cupcakes would always be fresh. You'd go up to the ATM, you'd stick in a banking card, and you would get yourself a cupcake. Candace Nelson was the person who started the company. And that was 20 years ago. And a lot of people are very sad that the Sprinkles Cupcake Company is no more.
That reminds me of the automats they used to have.
Yes, yes. It's probably reminiscent of that, to be sure. You open up the door and get high-quality food.
Right. Did you ever go to an automat? I don't remember ever going to one. I remember they were in Philadelphia and New York, but I don't know if there was ever one in Pittsburgh.
I don't believe there was. There's a great documentary about the automat. I cannot remember its name or who produced it, but it would be easy enough to find.
Yeah, I know there's a book on the automat that I read, and it just surprised me that they went out of business. You know, like, it was just so convenient. I always read stories about, let's say, authors who aren't really poor or whatever. They would go to the automat and buy, I forget what they did, maybe something with a tomato in it or something, and then they would put it into hot water, and they would sit there all day just drinking that.
Yeah, the automat, although I've never been to one, I suspect was a great equalizer. You had people of all walks of life going in there to get something wholesome to eat, and right. So many different kinds of foods to eat as well. So that had to be a lot of fun. Well, a charge to you, Tom.
Okay.
And thank you, as always, for being with us. Now, suddenly, I am wondering about the Sprinkles cupcakes. It sounds like a phenomenon. A charge to you if you came up with Kinetic, or Kinetic. And Rick asked if we'd play some Doc Watts, and of course we will.
Early one morning, past the St. James Hospital. Early one morning, morning the month of May. When I looked through the window and I spied a dear cowboy. A dear cowboy, as cold as the clay. Sit ye down by me and hear my sad story. Sit ye down by me and sing me a song. For my poor head is aching and my sad heart is breaking. I'm a poor cowboy that knowed it done wrong. Send for that doctor to come and heal up my body. And send for the preacher to come and pray for my soul. For my poor head is aching and my sad heart is breaking. I'm a poor cowboy and hell is my doom. Get 16 pretty maidens to come and carry my coffin. 16 pretty maidens to come and sing me a song. And tell 'em to bring some of them sweet smelling roses, so they can't smell me as they told me along. Beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. play the death march as ye carry me along. Throw bunches of lilies all over my coffin. There goes a poor cowboy that knowed it done wrong.
The Saturday Light Brigade with St. James Hospital. Another song by Doc Watson is coming up in a second. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to Sharon. Words are her thing, you know, for coming up with Kinetic. Coming up, our Haiku puzzle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I thought I heard Miss Liza say, yonder comes my bow. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on my train. I went to see Miss Liza. She's a bending o'er the tub. And the more I ask her to marry me, the harder she did scrub. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on the train. Took old Dick and Dinah down, hitched him to the train to get me a pail of lasses to sweeten Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal, riding on the train. Hey, Miss Liza Jane. Hey, Miss Liza, pretty little gal. I met her on the train.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Doc Watson. And that's from his album, Songs for Little Pickers. On behalf of our whole staff, and especially the people we serve, Ricky and I want to thank you for your support of SLB during our 2025 donation drive. We heard from 221 people with donations still coming in. 43 new donors, about 20% of donors during 2025 were first-time donors, and we're grateful to have you come forward and help support the radio program, our teen programs, our oral history, and the notion that providing gathering space where people can become part of a community, whether it be through radio, our youth media center, or other methods. Thank you for making that all possible. If you missed the opportunity, I know Ricky and I just got our charitable giving finished the day before yesterday, and then we realized we missed a couple and took care of that yesterday. You can simply call us this morning at 412-200-5989. 1-888-379-7575 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also go to slbradio.org/donate and use a credit card, PayPal, or Venmo, or send the check to SLB PO Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. Thank you. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's High Clue. Are you ready? Ricky has audited it already. I saw her making sure that we have 17 syllables leading to one correct answer. And here it is. Cell system using two columns, three rows, and dots to communicate. Cell system using two columns, three rows, and dots to communicate. Do you have a sense of the correct answer, or would you like to take a guess?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio.
See these lines on my face? They're a map of where I've been. And the deeper they are traced, the deeper life has settled in. How do we survive? Would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. Marks on my skin, they are the lyric of my life. Every story I begin just means another ends in sight. Only lovers understand. Skin just covers who I am. And I would not trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I want to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. See these bruises, see these scars, trade a line, make it smooth and fine, or pretend that time stands still. I plan to rest my soul here where it can grow without fear. Another line, another year, I'm still standing here. I'm still standing here. Standing here. can't change a thing. Sing to me about tomorrow, and you won't have to sing alone. I love you is hard to say. We can both agree that's true. You may not have a lot to say to me. Just one thing I ask of you. Sing to me about tomorrow, and you won't have to sing alone. I don't have any time for platitudes. Don't have any time to cry. Sing to me about tomorrow. Sing to me about tomorrow.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is a group called Winter Lark. Sing to me about tomorrow. And you heard Janice Ian with a song on what would become her last album unless she changes her mind. It's called The Light at the End of the Line, and she was touring in support of that album, and as you may know, discovered a problem with her vocal cords, and given the choice of having surgery or not being able to sing, she decided she did not want to risk the surgery. She still plays guitar and occasionally does speaking engagements. That's a beautiful song, I'm Still Standing. The whole album is gorgeous, The Light at the End of the Line. Here, again, is this morning's High Clue Puzzle. Cell system using two columns, three rows, and dots to communicate. And we have had a few correct answers. I was kind of curious how this would go. Susie has the correct answer. Charlie thought it might be a touch tone phone. You are on the right track, especially with the touch aspect. Kathy and Jack thought it might be Morse code or binary code. It's not that. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, has the correct answer, as does Barb in Oakmont. Here's Rich in Freeport with the correct answer. Well done, Rich. Larry in Elwood City just got it. And Tom in McCandless has the correct answer as well. John in Economy Borough, you also have it. If you want to check your answer or join us on the air to give your answer live on the radio, you can do so at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Jess just got the correct answer. Good morning to Anthony, who's playing along from some of our earlier games this morning. And we'll give you just another minute or so. Cell system using two columns, three rows, and dots to communicate. Any ideas? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. By the way, what a great time we had at Countdown to Noon here at the Children's Museum. I think we had a bigger crowd than ever, and I got a chance to talk with a lot of kids and families. And if you're listening this morning as a result of discovering us that way, welcome. We're glad you're part of SLV. John in Economy Borough sent the correct answer using appropriate symbols. I'm not sure how you did that, John, but that's beautifully done. A charge to you. And we are going to share the correct answer with you. Are you ready for the correct answer? We're actually going to have possibly a familiar voice, Carla of McMurray, who is often with us. It was her idea to have a puzzle focused on this thing today, because tomorrow is a very special day. Carla, how are you?
I am doing great, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm so glad that we're able to do this together. We'll first have you reveal what it is we're looking for, since people might be wondering.
Okay, what you're looking for is Braille, B-R-A-I-L-L-E, which is a system of reading and writing for people who are blind, and it's named after its inventor, Louis Braille. This is the correct French way to pronounce that. Louis Braille, who was born in Couperet, France in 1809 on January the 4th, and that's why we're celebrating today, because tomorrow is his birthday. And he was, his father was Simon René Braille, who was a saddle maker. And he had an, he was playing when he was 3 years old. He was playing in his father's shop and trying to emulate what his father did. And he was playing with the tools and the leather. And one of the tools slipped. And he, well, he poked his eye and he got it got infected. And the infection spread to the other eye and he became blind. And so, he invented Braille. He went on to invent Braille. It's quite a story, too. I wish I had time to tell you the whole story, but he invented it at the age of 15.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Now, my understanding is he was inspired in part by a French army captain who used a code not identical to Braille, but this captain wanted to have a code that would allow military people to read without light? Is that correct? I've heard that.
Yes. In fact, the name of the code is sonography. It's night writing for soldiers, so they could use, during writing, when they didn't have to have light. They didn't have to light lamps or anything that would give their location away. And the problem with sonography is it was a system of dots and dashes, but it was more of a phonetic system. It didn't have letters or numbers. It was just sounds, and it was very difficult to read because there were a lot of dots and a lot of dashes. And that, though, became the inspiration for Louis Braille to develop his system of reading and writing, which basically consists of a six-dot cell. And if you can imagine a six, like a domino with all six six dots on it, there are three dots on the left-hand side, and they are numbered 1, 2, and 3, and then on the right-hand side, 4, 5, and 6, and out of that six-dot cell, you can get 63 different combinations. So you can get letters, and you can get punctuation and numbers and just everything you need, and it's much easier to read, much less bulky, and there are systems for Braille in every language, and even Braille music. And he was an organist, and, he's a musician, and he even invented Braille music.
Yeah, and mathematics, I understand, too.
Oh, yeah.
As well as computer programming. I know that sometimes there's a misconception that Braille is a language in and of itself, but it's probably better described as a code, right?
Yes, it's a code. It's a code of a system of reading and writing. In some ways, it's a written language, if you want to call that, but it really is a code. And even within that code, there are codes. One can write in grade 1 Braille or uncontracted Braille, where, every letter is a letter and that has punctuation, and then there's a number sign A to J for numbers 1 to 0, and then you go AJ for 10 and so on and so forth with a number sign in front of these letters. Or you can write in contracted Braille, which has contractions and short forms. It's literary Braille, and most books are written in literary Braille. So there are codes within the codes, and there are different codes for math and music and the different languages and, of course, the accents. And I teach several languages, so I'm familiar with Braille in all these different languages. And I've seen Japanese Braille, and it still uses, even though the letters aren't the same or anything, it's the same six-dot building block, because all the equipment used to produce Braille produces those six-dot cells.
And is it always the same size, the cell?
Well, there is micro Braille, which is real tiny, which is hard to read, and then there is a way of producing larger Braille too for people with diabetic retinopathy and different things. And a slate and a stylus is like a blind person's pencil and paper, and what it is you have a little stylus with a sharp point, and then you have a frame that has Braille cells, and you produce the dots on that, and you write from right to left because your writing comes out on the back of the paper. And then, of course, there are Braille writers that are more like typewriters that produce the Braille.
I never thought, so if you use a stylus, it never occurred to me. The raised parts are showing up on the back, so you're writing from right... That's clever. You're writing from right to left, and when you flip the page, it's readable. Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've gone into the computer age, so we have Braille displays. And Braille displays, if you can imagine, array with, maybe 20, 40, or 80 dots, or Braille cells, I should say, just an array with pins that jump up and down to form the dots. And the Braille display can be hooked up to a computer, or we even have Braille note takers, which are like, I have one that has, it's like a tablet, it's like an Android tablet with a Braille display and some special software over it, and I can write, Braille, and it can print, word process, and there's electronic Braille books that you can download from the web, and so Braille's come a long way.
And it's so essential, isn't it? Sometimes people might wonder, with different technologies, with audio assistants or narration, is Braille still necessary? But I think for independence, it still really matters, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely, because that would be like telling a sighted person, okay, you don't need to learn to read. You can just listen to audiobooks. No, you have to have a system that you can be literate, that you can read, you can spell, you can write to other people, you can label things in your world. And by the way, if you look around the world in general, you're going to see a lot of Braille. There's Braille on elevators and signage, Braille on restrooms, and there are Braille, and a lot of hotels even have Braille the hotel rooms. And so there's a lot of Braille out there and available, and a lot of way of getting books in Braille and in electronic Braille. I call it web Braille. It's paperless Braille, which you can download to a computer or to your note taker. And it is necessary for literacy. And so there is a constant battle that blind children are not always being taught the Braille that they should be. They're cost-cutting and everything, and they're just trying to do the audio books, but they need to know how to write and read. You shouldn't graduate if you can't read and write. I mean, so you need to read and write to survive in society. People who are blind, visually impaired, that know Braille, are employed at a much higher rate than those that do not. So that's something to keep in mind.
And speaking of writing and reading, I know you know this sound. It kind of sounds like a typewriter, but that is a Perkins Braille writer. And Perkins is the company, I guess, that creates these devices that can allow Braille to be typed.
Well, it was developed at the Perkins School for the Blind. that's why they call it the Perkins Braille Writer, and that's the most common Braille Writer. It's been around since the 50s. In fact, I have one that was it's metal and it's big. And one day I was a little girl, I was walking up the stairs, and somebody knocked it out of my hands at the School for the Blind, and it went dinging all the way to the bottom. And, with a few repairs, they fixed it. And I still have that Brailler with the battle scars to prove it. I was so proud of myself. I saved my allowance to buy myself that Brailler when I was a little girl.
I'm really glad you were able to share this with us, because it's a topic that doesn't get a lot of conversation, and it's good to get a little insight into how it all works. I have another question, and I don't know if you know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. When court reporters use their language to take down testimony or a deposition, do you know if any of the contractions or simplification ways they have mimic Braille at all? Certainly it's not something you can feel with texture, But I've often wondered that.
I don't really know that. I have a friend who is blind, who was a trained court stenographer whom I could ask, but it is a system of shorthand. But I would probably, I don't know, they may have some similar short forms, like in Braille, CD is could, and the letters like A, well, B is but, C is can, D is do, E is every, and they may have something similar to that. But then there are some signs that, like, dot 5W is work, so there probably isn't anything like that, but they may do a double WRK or something. They might outline and leave out the vowels like the Hebrew alphabet or the Hebrew does. You know, I don't know really, I don't know for sure. All I know that contracted Braille has 589, different contractions, short forms, and things that you learn. And there's a big controversy because that's the